I understand the first three individuals would like to come up together, is that correct?
No.
No?
No, I don't have that.
No, very good. All right, 851, please.
Request of Cheryl Graves to address council regarding homeless children, kids living on the street, and at-risk and unsupervised foster children.
Welcome, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Appreciate it.
I'm Cheryl Graves, I'm a resident and book author. So today I'm here to talk about homeless youth, kids living on the streets, and foster kids that are left unsupervised. They all share like experiences: inadequate supervision, high-risk living conditions, no positive role models, and there is no one protecting or teaching them healthy living practices. We have foster and homeless children scattered in 8,000 different places. Although the plan sounded good at first, to place kids in private homes with, quote, normal families, the reality is we as caretakers can't be in 8,000 different places to see to their safety. When we take action against threats to children and build the Yes Village, the children will be together in one place under one roof with caring, supervised guardians. This is a plan that can be successfully managed for at least one half of what we pay today. And at the same time, we will be able to successfully help twice as many kids. The Yes Plan, My Life Matters, is a solution, putting an end to kids on the streets, helping them to find safety, available nutrition, creative education, and love. This is not another Band-Aid, but a life-changing solution. The Homeless Cure was created to elevate the homeless and foster care systems, to become the best model in the country, not one of the worst as we are rated today. While waiting for just the right foster parents, these children will be raised in wide open spaces surrounded with farming, orchards, gardening, fishing, real life ecosystems, sport and fitness parks, and then at the ranch, which includes chickens, pigs, goats, ponies, and horses. Along with safe and caring daycare and revised education, there is safe and appropriate housing, along with on-the-spot medical and dental care, on-the-job training for 16 and over, with programs that are interesting while developing personal life skills. These children will learn more than just growing their own food and building their own bikes, but also about healthy friendships, responsibility, trust, and learn the freedom to laugh. One of the best features of this plan is that families can now stay together. The Village is a lifestyle rehabilitation community that serves all ages, individuals, families, and friends who can now grow in a positive environment with specialized mentoring, engaging projects, and when someone needs to be redirected, there is someone there to help. When I battled cancer for 3 years, the only person I could look at was another sufferer. I couldn't even look at other people. I could only look at somebody who was going through the same thing I was going through. Kind of like the people who went through 9/11 and suffered, they look at other people and they just melt, who were in the same situation they were in. What do you think kids feel when they're put into a home with a normal family? They have nothing in common, nothing, nothing in common at all. So what I'm asking is, they need to be around people who know, who get it, who've been there, that they can hug and cry and heal. So I suggest a community for them. Thank you for your help. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
I'll take the water.